Good evening, everyone, and thank you for listening to Lakeshore Public Radio at 89.1 FM on the dial and streaming worldwide at lakeshorepublicradio.org. It's time for Midwest Beats, a show all about music and people who make it. I'm Tom Lounges, your host, and tonight I'll be talking about a very famous band out of Gary, Indiana in the mid-1960s, Oscar and the Majestics. Some of you may have heard of them, some may not have. We're going to play some of their early hits, and I'll tell you about this band and where you can see them this weekend. So stay with me. It's all coming up after your headlines. An all-ages, big-time downtown event. It's happening. You'll hear about it next. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for listening to Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Tom Lounges. It's time for Midwest Beat, a program about music and people who make it. Well, as you may or may not know, the second Sunday series is underway in downtown Highland. The second Sunday summer series is, shows that happen free in the park, midday, noon to 3 p.m. at Main Square Park, 3100 Ridge Road. They are all ages. They are free to attend. There are food vendors, and you're welcome to bring your own picnics and lawn chairs and blankets and have fun in the sun. I'm producing the series with the Highland Parks Department, and without any further ado, let's talk about this Sunday's show. You see, this is the second Sunday, June 13th, second Sunday of June. So from 12 to 3 p.m., we're going to have free music in the park. We've got some local legends that'll be joining us. Oscar and the Majestics. Now, you might remember that name. They were quite the big deal. They would sell out Marquette Park, and they would sell out at the Hammond Civic Center, and they would open shows for the likes of Chuck Berry and others. And then they went away. In 1968, 69, they kind of disappeared. And then they wound up coming back when a European label found them, reissued their singles, and made them stars all over again. Although they are in their senior years, they are rocking harder than ever, and we're going to hear some of the original 1960s music. Released by Sundazed Records, all of their early 60s singles have been gathered up on a 14-song album, and we're going to play most, if not all, of those songs, because they're short, they were from the 60s, on tonight's show. Just to remind you of some of the great songs that Oscar and Majestics gave us, and they also do cover songs of today. And of classic rock era. So we're going to hear a little bit of theirs. We'll be talking about the show where they do some other artists, and we'll talk about the special opening act. So right now, let's give you the title track of the Oscar and Majestics anthology that was put together about 10 years ago by Sundazed Records. This is the title track. This is No Chance Baby, Oscar and the Majestics.
Why did you do it, baby? You say that we are through. I know there's no chance, baby, to get you back to me. Your love I took for granted, like the wind in the sky. But like the wind in the sky, baby, your love passed me by. Inside I feel like crying. I'm in a helpless state. I know there's no chance, baby, to get you back to me. Don't throw our love away. You'll regret it someday. Inside I feel like crying. I've almost given up trying. I know there's no chance, baby, to get you back to me. Oh, no chance. I
Chance, Baby. That is the title track of the album that came out about 10 years ago on Sundazed Records. Now, these guys had lots and lots of singles. And back in the 60s, a lot of the bands just released singles. They didn't do albums all the time. So they never had a full-length album until just about 10 years ago. But they sure did rack up a lot of singles for a lot of different record labels. Oscar Hammond is the leader of the band, Oscar and the Majestics. They're a garage punk band, I guess you'd call them. They formed in Gary, Indiana back in 1960, and they kind of blended everything. They mashed up a lot of different sounds. Psychedelic was just starting in the mid-60s. They certainly had a lot of soul influences, and they liked to rock. In fact, they did a couple of songs that are covers we're going to get to that were ahead of the game, so to speak. They were covering songs that really weren't even hits yet. So in 60, Oscar Hammond decided to form the group. And he did it with his brother Sam, who was on bass, and some high school friends. And they were about 16, 17 years old. And it was a lot of fun for them. They were doing it just for kicks. And Oscar was writing his tunes, and he was just learning how to get all that done. They were high school students in Gary, and it was at Edison High School. That's the one. I was trying to think of which school it was. And Oscar told me once, he goes, you know, you get older, you move on, you do things in life, but if you got music in your soul and music in your heart and music in your blood, it's always going to stay there, and it never goes away. Well, in 1969, when the singles stopped being released and things were changing in their personal lives, the members went on and chased life and did other things. But Oscar and Sam became school teachers in Lansing, Illinois. And a little bit after they retired, they got a phone call from this record label called Sundazed, who had just gotten done doing a very successful campaign reissuing a lot of the Chicago band Shadows of Nights material. Now, they had had albums, and they reissued the albums and the singles. So they said, hey, we've heard about you guys, Oscar, and would you like to work with us? Well, after a little bit of negotiating, the deal came through, and Oscar found himself with his first ever album in hand. And it has sold so well worldwide that it's been pressed not once, not twice, but three times. And currently, I believe it is no longer being pressed, and it is becoming a bit of a collector's item. And tonight, we're going to hear songs from it. So we'll tell you more about Oscar. We'll tell you more about the date. But right now, let's play, let's see. How about track number 10 there, Jose? Come on, Willie. And this is a song that became a theme for a local school. Come on, Willie. That's what the kids at Word High School used to say. During their heyday, Oscar Majestics, as I mentioned, recorded a boatload of songs. They released 7 official 45 RPM singles for a trio of regional labels. The first one was Oscar's own imprint. He was ahead of the curve when it came to the indie scene. He created his own record label called Arc Records and released 2 singles, Jackie Jackie, and what was the other? Come On Willie, the one we just heard. Those were released independently, and both became local hits thanks to airplay on local radio stations of the day, like WLTH, WWCA, WJOB. They all picked up on this teenage band out of Gary. And Come On Willie, the song we just heard, got very, very popular and became the unofficial school song for Wirt High School in Gary because the senior mascot was Willie Wirt. Yeah, so put the two together, Willie Wirt and Come On Willie, and you know what happened. The kids at the games would start singing the song, Come On Willie, and then the entire group would just chant, Come On Willie, when they were running the field. So it became the unofficial hit, I guess, the unofficial school song for Wirt High School, Willie Wirt. Anybody went to Wirt High School, remember that? Love to hear from you. Oscar and Majestics will be playing that song, and they will be playing a few of them off of the album, as well as some great cover songs. Oscar and Majestics are back together. A few members have changed over the years. They've added some keys in there, but they'll be performing a free show between 12 and 3 p.m. at Main Square Park in downtown Highland. Now, the park has a beautiful gazebo stage, and it's located at 31 Ridge Road, downtown Highland, which is between Ridge Road and Highway Avenue, right across from Our Lady of Grace Church. So look for the big park, the stage with the rock and roll happenings going on, and you'll find it. And again, it's free for all ages. The town does suggest you bring lawn chairs and blankets and a picnic lunch. No alcohol allowed in the park during the day, no dogs. But I think there's going to be a food truck as well. I think Big Frank's is going to be there. Great sausage food truck. So we're going to get to some more music. Now, Oscar, as I mentioned, went to Edison High School, Gary Edison. Wirt High School loved him because of the Come On Willie and Willie Wirt connection. So it was easy to understand that this homegrown band of teenagers were able to literally sell out venues all over Northwest Indiana, especially in the Gary area. So it's fun to watch them now. They're all in their senior years, and they still draw a lot of the original fans as well as the fans' families. So you're going to see a lot of singing along going on. In fact, the opening act, Getty Trezak Band, he is a 15-year-old kid that I liken to being the Oscar Hammond of this generation. Because, see, he started out with his guitar in hand, his first year, wrote songs like Oscar, and has already been recording and making videos. And it's interesting because Getty is opening for Oscar because the keyboard player is the same in both bands. The keyboard player is actually still a teacher at a local school where Getty goes. So he got the teacher to come along and join the band along with, you know, her band, which is Oscar and the Majestics. It's just a great connection and interesting stuff. Now, on that last song, Come On Willie, Jose was commenting, and jump on the mic here, Jose, that it reminded you of some of the groovier punk rock English bands, like the Kinks and the Stones and things like that.
Yeah, it's sort of like jumping around a little bit. Like, it's punk, but also, like, psychedelic and got some Doors vibes, but also some Kinks vibes. Like, I'm liking it.
He basically, if you talk to Oscar, he'll say, you know what, we kind of were the first garage band in Indiana, you know, along with the Question Mark and Mysterians and Los Bravos and all these bands that were all over the country, and especially on the coasts. And the Midwest didn't have a lot of garage rock. And Oscar likes to say he was the pinnacle of that.
I could see that. Now, where did, or what time did they come out again?
They came out in 1960 originally, but they didn't start having hits until 63. And then they wrapped it up by 69. So they did a lot of singles between 63 and 69. And I mentioned that those songs were on his own label, Arc. And at that point, they got so much acclaim with Jackie Jackie and Come On Willie that they got picked up by USA Records. And USA Records was a big independent in Chicago that was already having success with bands like the Buckinghams and the Crying Shames. And they were looking for new acts. Shadows of Night, I believe, were on there for a short time as well. And they picked up these guys out of Gary. And what's interesting is that USA Records released a lot of the Oscar material, had a lot of success with it. And Oscar, of course, watching the success of his label mates, the Buckinghams, the Crying Shames, they all got picked up by Columbia Records on a national level.
Oh, wow.
So the year was 1967. Buckinghams were all over the charts, Crying Shames right behind them. And he thought, well, we're next. Well, as fate would have it, the record company went bust.
Oh, no.
And Oscar and the boys were left on their own. So they did form another record label, their own label, and tried it again. And they released a few things, including one that you want to talk about psychedelic. Classic rock listeners and fans will remember a group out of Michigan called Frigid Pink, because Frigid Pink only had one hit, and it was their version of House of the Rising Sun. Now, to put this in perspective, in the mid-60s, before Oscar, the Animals from England did a great version of House of the Rising Sun. They were inspired to do that traditional folk song after hearing Bob Dylan do a folk version. So they added blues to it. Animals created House of the Rising Sun. Dylan was blown away by what the Animals did. The Animals, in turn, were then blown away by what they heard Oscar do, because Oscar took that blues groove, kept it, but added all kinds of boogaloo, electrified, funky, psychedelic guitar, reverb, and echo. And this came out in 1968, mind you. So the song I'm going to play here, their version of House of the Rising Sun, came out in 1968. 2 years later, Frigid Pink would actually go on to national charts with it. And if you listen to both side by side, you can see that Frigid Pink freely borrowed from Oscar. Being a Michigan band and a Gary band, they were in the same circle of touring. So
not too far apart.
I don't want to say they ripped them off, but they kind of did. Oscar pioneered this sound here, and he wrote the arrangement for this. So for those that know the song either by the Animals, Frigid Pink, or Bob Dylan, this is a traditional song that actually has public domain. No one knows who really wrote it. It's a classic track, House of the Rising Sun, as done like nobody before ever did. This is Oscar. My mammy was a tailor, trying to sew. man. Listen to that fuzz tone guitar, that feedback. That's good stuff. And again, keep in mind, listen, Google on your phone or something after the show, Frigid Pink out of Michigan, and play their only hit, which was that House of the Rising Sun. And tell me if I'm wrong when I say that they didn't borrow freely from Oscar. Oscar really pioneered that sound out here. And we had a young lady that just called in, and Jose, she was talking about a band that was of the same era out of Merrillville. What were they called?
I believe she said the Bazooties.
The Bazooties. I have not heard of them. And if anyone knows anything about the Bazooties, or if there is a Bazootie member listening, I would love to have you email me or check in. I'd like to find out more about your band, and maybe we can try to focus on featuring a few of your tunes as well. I love to dig up and unearth some of the Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland bands that really maybe didn't get their due back in the day, but certainly put good music out and influenced other bands along the way.
Yeah, apparently they, if you don't mind me.
No, did you find something?
I found some like a little flyer. Apparently in the 60s, they used to tour with a band called the Teaks.
The Teaks.
Yeah, and mostly mid-60s in central Indiana, but apparently the Bazooties were from around here, but the Teaks were from South Bend.
South Bend, okay. Yeah. South Bend was actually a pretty big music hub back in the 60s as well, and interesting stuff that we're finding out.
And actually, they used to tour a lot at a place called The Barn in Michigan City.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That was a historic place. So, yeah, these guys, I wonder if they played over at the Marquette Park as well in Gary, because a lot of these bands were doing sock hops and Battle of the Bands, which were very big in the 60s. In fact, in Chicago, the Buckinghams and the Shadows and the Ides and all those bands used to get together for both sock hops that Dick Biondi and the guys would throw. And they would also do Battle of the Bands, and that was big here. The Enchanters would take on the Jackson 5 in the early 70s, and prior to that, in the 60s, it would be bands like Oscar and probably the Bazooties and these other groups.
The Teaks.
The Teaks. Yeah.
Interesting.
We'll have to look these guys up, maybe do a little show on some of the history that we even I don't know about. I appreciate when listeners chime in and say, hey, have you heard of this band? We're talking about Oscar and the Majestics. They are doing a free concert. This Sunday, at June 13th at the Main Square Park in downtown Highland on the gazebo stage. I'll be producing a show, and I've done a lot of work with Oscar since the album came out. The album is called No Chance Baby, and it was out on Sundazed Records about 10, 11 years ago it came out, and it's already out of print after three printings, so if you've got one, hold on to it. Or bring it out. Don't bring the vinyl. It's supposed to be hot. We don't want it to melt. But bring the album cover and have Oscar sign it for you. Had a signing with him last winter at my Michigan City store, and we had a nice turnout for that because they had the song Haunted House, an instrumental that he did, very Dick Dale-ish. He had done that, and they included it on a Halloween compilation. So Oscar came out, and we were featuring that Halloween album. It was right around Halloween. That would make sense. So there you go. That song that we heard, House of the Rising Sun, as done by Oscar and Majestics, was released post-USA Records. After USA shut down their Chicago operations, leaving Oscar and the boys on their own, he created, once again, his own label. And rather than go back to using ARC Records, he created a label called Soulful Records. And that released the group's final few singles. And like I said, then life got in the way. Everybody got a little bit older. The Vietnam War was going on. Some went off to serve. Some went into college. Oscar and his brother Sam went into teaching. And I'm not sure what happened to some of the other guys. I'm sure Oscar will be able to. I was hoping to have him call in tonight, but I was unable to reach him. He's still a busy guy. It's just so hard to reach him sometimes. But he'll be there on Sunday with the rest of the group. And let's play another song. How about one? Since we were talking about soulful records, we'll talk about a song that is very soulful. This was released as a single. When the album came out, when No Chance Baby came out on Sunday's record. This was the single, and it's got an interesting story. They're very funk-based, and they loved R&B. Again, they were from Gary, and the VJ Records was based there, and they had a lot of the great R&B groups recording and performing in Gary. So Oscar got influenced. In fact, Oscar's dad owned one of the clubs where they would play. It's called the Broadway Lounge. And along with some of the R&B and pop, they would have blues acts. Jimmy Reed, Albert King. Those guys all played at Oscar's dad's place, the Broadway Lounge, on Broadway in Gary. And he was just a kid, a teenager, and he'd soak up all these influences. And later, he borrowed a song from the Barqués, a great funk soul band of the era, that was instrumental. And he took his own sound and added to it, and then he added some lyrics, and it became the single that led the pack for Oscar Majestic's No Chance Baby album. This is the song that pretty much got the most airplay of anything from this band. I have played it numerous times on numerous radio stations. I know others have as well. In fact, it was in a jukebox that I heard it play in, too. This is called Soul Finger. It's Oscar's lyrics, a Barqués groove, and has been majesticized, as I like to say. Check it out.
That's what they call my name. I'm Soul Finger, baby. Lover is my middle name. What you want, woman, is everything I've got. I'm Soul Finger, baby. Loving, I've got a lot. Now watch it. Got a book full of girls I can call on the phone. They all get me, baby, cause I come on so strong. I'm Soul Finger. I'm Soul Finger, baby. Let me hear you call my name. I'm Soul Finger, baby. Lover is my claim to fame. What I want, woman, is everything you've got. I'm Soul Finger, baby. In loving, I've got a lot. Every time you see me, I'm wearing fine clothes. Everything I touch seem to turn to solid gold. I'm the Soul Finger, baby. Steam to turn to solid gold. I'm the Soul Finger, baby. Lover is my claim to fame. I'm the Soul Finger, baby. And lover is my middle name. I'm the Soul Finger woman. I'm the only Soul Finger, baby.
Soul Finger. Yeah, but Barqués gave us a song called Soul Finger in April of 1967, and just shortly after that, Oscar added lyrics and changed the groove a little bit, made it his own, and gave us Soul Finger by Oscar and the Majestics. That was the lead single off the Sunday's reissued anthology, No Chance Baby. And I know, I absolutely know, I promise that Oscar and the guys and gal will be singing that song. Soul Finger is a staple in their live concerts still today. Oscar and Majestics at Main Square Park, downtown Highland. Yours truly, Tom Lounges, emceeing the show. Getty Trezak Band, they will be opening the show. And again, Getty's a 15-year-old kid out of Hobart, Indiana, that's so much like Oscar Hammond. He writes his own songs, he has his own vision, his own dream, and isn't letting anyone say, you can't do that, kid. And he's got great support, and he's doing well. So get there early. Don't be fashionably late, because I guarantee you're going to like this kid. Even though he's young, he's playing old school music, old school rock. In fact, he came into the record store one of the first times I met him and bought Small Faces albums. Ogden's Nut Gone Flake, in fact, was the one he bought, which was a great record for those that know Small Faces music. So you know the kid's got the heart and soul of a vintage rock and roller. He's an old soul, and you'll enjoy it. I promise you that. Stop out and see it. And if you don't if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. Seriously, because it's a free show. See, I hooked you there. Frank's Big Sausage will be there. Big Frank Sausage will be there with food. You're welcome to bring your own picnic lunch, blankets, chairs. Bring the family. It's all ages, very friendly. Lots of fun will be had. And if you love garage rock, you're going to love this this band. If you've never seen Oscar and Majestics, come on. They are local legends. They are iconic in the region. They created the sound of the region back in that era. Or the rock side. So anyway, another song that they did, I'm going to play another cover, and this is another one that they will play. They will do House of the Rising Sun. 9 out of 10 times they'll play that. We already played that. They'll do it in show. They almost always play No Chance Baby that we open the show with. They always play Soulfinger. And they did an interesting take on a band called The Who. Now, in 1965, The Who released a tune called I Can't Explain. And for whatever reason, Oscar and the Majestics decided that'd be a good song to cover and majesticize, put their own touch on it, put their own spin on it. And it was released, I believe that was part of the USA Records catalog that they did that for. And it got a lot of radio play. Now, some of the people that were playing the record, some of the DJs at the time, you got to remember, not everybody was into rock in the 60s. That was an era of pop songs and middle of the road, Moon River, Andy Williams, you know, Dean Martin, Sinatra. That was all still happening then. So a lot of the DJs would get some of these songs, and they're like, what is this? And they didn't even realize it was a cover song because The Who had broken big, but they didn't break big in a way like the Beatles did. And this song didn't do all that well when it was first released. It was released in the UK first, and Oscar and the guys heard it somehow, recorded their own version, and released it about the same time, within a year of The Who's. So it's a different take on a classic song, and I know you know the words, so feel free to sing along. This is Oscar and Majestic's treatment of The Who's I Can't Explain. Can't Explain, a classic song written by The Who, performed by The Who, recorded by The Who, but also recorded there with an interesting twist. Again, that psychedelic back feedback style guitar. Off the No Chance Baby on Sunday's record, that is Gary's own Oscar and the Majestics. And I promise you they're going to play that one too. Oscar always gets a kick out of playing that song because people recognize it right away. And then they scratch their head and say, wait a minute, that guitar is a little bit different. That's not the Pete Townsend lick. No, it's the Oscar Hammond lick. All right. I remember last time Oscar was here with us, we were talking about cover songs and the fact that they don't do all 14 of the songs off the album, they or the additional songs off the EP. Now, he will sometimes do Haunted House, which was the Halloween song. It's an instrumental, so it fits anywhere. The only verbiage, only lyrics in Haunted House is Oscar standing in the background saying, "Haunted House!" Like, it's bizarre. Anyway, we will not get to that today. He may get to it on Sunday. You never know. But, again, getting back to the covers, they pick a lot of covers that you'll hear, a lot of Rolling Stones and Kinks and things like that that were of their era. And sometimes they do some newer stuff. I think they'll dig out a Tom Petty song here and there, maybe a CCR classic. But they do a lot of their originals that we're playing tonight. And the reason I wanted to do this is because you don't get to hear these originals all the time. We're going to play a couple now in the next few minutes that you don't get to hear very often. They're not songs that got played on the radio. They're not songs that the band does live, but I think they're good songs, and they have some history right here in Northwest Indiana. But to jump back on the cover song topic for one moment, last time Oscar was here in the studio, he told me, if you're going to cover a song, you have to give it your own sound. Nobody wants to hear you cover a song like the song you're covering. So that made a lot of sense, which is why he started reinventing so many things. And as we were talking about the two songs we just heard, House of the Rising Sun and You Can't Explain, he said, we did both of those songs differently. And we still do our own majestic treatment of cover songs we do in the live show. So if you're going to hear a song you know, even in the live show, you're not going to hear it exactly like the record. You're going to hear it the way Oscar interpreted it, through the Oscar filter, so to speak. And interestingly enough, we were talking about how they were from Gary, but their original songs that were recorded were done at Chess Studios. So they were in the actual studio where Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and Jimmy Reed and all these guys were cutting their songs during that period. And it was those songs that got them signed to USA, which also kept them in there for a little while. And then they moved them to another studio and so on and so forth. So there's so much history connected, music history, not just local history, but music history in this group, Oscar and the Majestic. So let's play another song. Let's see. How about this is one. I will play one that I know you're going to hear. Well, I think you're going to hear because he does it often. But he likes to talk. Oscar likes to talk about the term boogaloo. He likes to say boogaloo a lot. And boogaloo was a dance kind of thing back in the 60s. And he wrote this one. This was one of the very early ones. And he said, it's all about boogaloo. So you'll even hear him say that. This is the lead track on No Chance Baby, an early cut from Oscar and the Majestics. So get your boogaloo shoes on, my friends, because Got to Have Your Lovin' is coming your way.
Sure about that. She does. Yeah. All about it. Yeah, but I don't know about
boogaloo.
That.
Boogaloo. Hey, listen. Hey, listen. From my head to my toes, I get you, baby. I never let go, and I got to have your loving. Got to have your loving, baby. Got to have your loving. Got to have your loving, baby. Say it, hey. Say it, do it. Thank you.
drive me out of my mind. Now come here, baby, and have a good time. And I got to have your loving.
Slipping your spine out of joint there, rolling those hips. That's what Boogaloo is all about. Boogaloo is a dance, and it was a thing in the 60s. Everything was Boogaloo. Oscar likes to recall that in his music on many occasions. And it was a street dance. Boogaloo originated in Oakland and is a blend of black culture and Latin culture. And it's characterized by, as I'm reading it here from the Google page, fluid leg-oriented style dance, utilizing rolls of the hips, knees, legs, and head. Later combined with finger popping. So you got everything going, your fingers, your hips, your toes, your head, and that is the Boogaloo. And that song is definitely a Boogaloo song. You've heard of all these other dances out there. Well, that's one written specifically to Boogaloo, too. So bone up on your Boogaloo steps, and when they play that this Sunday, Oscar and Majestics at the Main Square Park in downtown Highland, be ready to hit the concrete dance stage there in front of the performing stage and strut your stuff. Show them what you got. Do some high-stepping. One of those classic dusty tunes. All right. Again, we are inviting you to join me this Sunday, June 13th. It's part of the ongoing Highland Parks and Recreation Department Second Sunday Summer Series. Free shows in the park from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. 3 hours right in the middle of the day, lunchtime. Bring your sack lunch. Bring your picnic lunch. Bring your family and your friends and throw a blanket on the ground. It's supposed to be very sunny and in the, I think, high 70s, low 80s this Sunday. There's plenty of trees. You can sit under a lot of the trees and stay in the shade. There are bathrooms, of course. There's going to be food and a concession stand. But, you know, save some money. Bring your own stuff. And park it there for the next couple of hours because from 12 to 1, the Getty Trezeg Band will be showing you the soulful sound of a 15-year-old who is filtering 60s and 70s pop and rock classics. The stuff this kid buys is amazing. And then you hear his original music, and it's even more amazing as he combines his youthfulness with the old soul that resides in him. Found this guy at a record bin, open mic. True story, about 2 years ago, he was 14 at the time. That was about a year and a half ago. It was right before COVID. He was 14 at the time. He strutted into the open mic at the Hobart store, and we had open mic going on, and he sat down, did a song, and kind of everyone looked and said, wow, that's not too bad. Play another one. So he did, and then he played another one, and he played another one. He did like five songs before we had to say, hey, got to give up the stage, but every one of those songs got better and better, and they were all original tunes that this 14-year-old had written. And now he's the ripe old age of 15, almost 16, and he's getting ready to start his own journey on public stages. He played at the Art Theater as a special guest on the Songwriters Show this past Sunday, and now is his first official band show. And it'll be at Highland. It'll be this Sunday. So come out and show support. You will be surprised at how good this kid is. At the tender age of 15, almost 16. He'll be opening for Oscar and Majestics. His keyboard player in the Getty Trezeg Band is also the keyboard player in Oscar and Majestics. Also happens to be his music teacher, who has obviously done a very, very good job. We are playing music from the 1960s, recorded sometimes at Chess Studios, other times at the USA Studios, but always by Oscar and the Majestics. Let's play another tune. Let's do the flip side of, what was this the flip side of? This was the flip side of Come On Willie, which was the first single released on Arc Records, which was Oscar's label, and recorded at Chess Records. So let's do this one. Let's do Jackie Jackie, and we're going to flip it over. And Jose's got it ready. And let's punch the button. Let's do it.
Oh, 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 oh. jagged jacket, walking down the street. This little boy, he thinks he can't be beat. That little fella, he thinks he's neat. Oh no, jacket, jacket.
Oh no, jacket.
Oh no, jacket, jacket.
Jacket, jacket.
Oh no. I had a girl, she was real sweet. This little girl, looking neat. Jacket, jacket, walking down the street. That little fella stole my sweet. Oh no, jacket, jacket.
Oh no, jacket.
Oh no, jacket, jacket.
Jacket, jacket.
Oh no.
Hey!
Hey, jacket, stop messing around, or else I'm gonna put you down. And jacket, stay away from me.
Jackie Jackie, and I was factually incorrect. Jackie Jackie was actually the A-side of his first single ever, backed with Fanny Brown. Willie was the second single A-side, so they were two separate singles. I do apologize. All right, Jackie Jackie, it's got that typical 60s sound, and you hear the background vocals, you hear the echoplex that was being used. That was a big effect back then, the little touch of echo. And Oscar Majestics were playing songs off No Chance Baby, released an anthology package, putting all the hit singles of the 60s on one anthology called No Chance Baby. Sundays Records did a great job. If you can get a copy of this album, do so and hang on to it, because it is becoming a rare collector's item. It had three pressings over the last 10 years and has sold out every single pressing. I'm hoping they decide to repress it again, give it a little downtime like Disney does, you know, put it away for a little bit and then create the want. But not too long, not too long, please, because I actually have worn out my physical vinyl copy, because it was available on vinyl as well as CD. So let's continue on. We were talking about the different styles that Oscar used and the band used when they were recreating and giving treatments to other artists' material and writing their own. This one is kind of unique. It's an original. In fact, all of these that we're playing, other than The Who and The House of the Rising Sun, are originals, and Soulfinger's kind of a combo. But this next one is interesting. Oscar wrote it. I'm not quite sure where his head was at when he was doing this. It's another early one. And I don't think it did that well, but it's an interesting song because, to me, it kind of combines songs. If you listen to it, it reminds me of two other songs kind of mashed together, but not exactly. So with that said, Chuck Berry's Havana Moon comes to mind in certain parts when I hear it. And the Cadets, if you remember the Cadets from the late 1950s and Stranded in the Jungle. The New York Dolls later covered that. But Stranded in the Jungle, Havana Moon, mash them together, add a whole lot of Oscar original groove to it, and you come up with a song called Y.O. It's got a Trinidad beat. Check it out. Thank you. I don't know if they ever found their way back to Trinidad, but I hope they find their way, and you do too, to Highland, Indiana this Sunday, June 13th, for the latest installment of the second Sunday free concert summer series. Oscar and the Majestics, the band we've been playing all night tonight, will be there as the headliner at Main Square Park. Oscar Hammond himself will be playing that fuzz tone guitar, singing, and having a good old time. He'll be the guy with the biggest smile on stage, I guarantee it. As I mentioned in the beginning, Oscar, I quoted him by saying that rock and roll is something that just stays with you. He talked about how life got in the way with everybody and things changed, and he went on to teach, and his brother went on to teach. And he said, you know, as you get older, you move on, other things come in life, and one thing that stays consistent, if it's meant to be, is music. He said the music always stays inside you. It never goes away, and he said it certainly hadn't gone away from him, for him. And let's close out with another song that is a radio hit. This one did pretty well for them as well, both in the early days and also when reissued by Sundazed. And just another last-minute reminder that they will be doing a free show from 12 to 9 in the park in downtown Highland. This is Main Square Park, right off of Ridge Road and Highway Avenue, directly across the street from Our Lady of Grace Church, if that helps you. 12 to 3, Getty Trezak Band will be opening. Get there early. I promise you're going to be impressed with this young lad. I'll be your MC. It's all free. Bring chairs, bring blankets, bring picnic baskets and sack lunches and all those fun things. Bring some spending money because there will be a Big Frank's sausage will be out there from what I'm told. And there may be a few other things as well. So we're going to leave you with a song. And this one is another one that got a lot of response on radio called Baby Under My Skin. And remember, Oscar said it best when he said, nothing feels better than to be on stage playing your songs and seeing people out front enjoying them. So let's enjoy them now.
I'll find someone to take your place. But you better not do it, girl. You're going to make a bad mistake. Because I got you, baby, under my skin. Baby, baby, under my skin. Well, I got you, baby, baby, under my skin. I'll give you everything, baby. Every day and night. But don't give me a hard time, girl. 'Cause you know it ain't no good to fight. 'Cause I got you, baby, baby, under my skin. Well, I got you, baby, baby, on my skin. I got you, baby, baby, on my skin. I know, baby, that